Grace and peace be with you, friends, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this day. It's a beautiful day. I'm getting ready for church, but before I do, I wanted to take a look at Luther's Small Catechism, and specifically Part 1 on the Ten Commandments today. I just wanted to walk through them with you, fine people. Because I find that they're very beautiful in terms of catechesis, not only for young children, but for grown adults as well, walking in the faith delivered to the saints. So I'm Brother Cody, and you're now tuned in to another installment of the Post Tenebras Lux podcast, which should be available wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah. And I want to apologize. I'm kind of losing my voice, or it might sound a little bit more gruff this morning. But with that, let us get started. Part 1 of the Small Catechism, the Ten Commandments. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The second commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not curse, swear, use witchcraft, lie, or deceive by his name, but call upon it in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. The third commandment, thou shalt sanctify the holy day. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not despise preaching in his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. The fourth commandment, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not despise nor anger our parents and masters, but give them honor, serve, obey, and hold them in love and esteem. The fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not hurt nor harm our neighbor in his body, but help and befriend him in every bodily need, in every need and danger of life and body. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may lead a chaste and decent life in words and deeds, and each love and honor his spouse. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not take our neighbor's money or property, nor get them by false ware or dealing, but help him to improve and protect his property and business, that his means are preserved and his condition is improved. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not deceitfully belie, betray, slander, or defame our neighbor, but defend him, think and speak well of him, and put the best construction on everything. This is one of my favorite responses in this whole catechism, that we ought to be putting the best construction on everything. That means not gossiping about our fellow parishioners. That means, you know, loving neighbors who don't look anything like us, but still extending that grace that God has bestowed upon us. Very beautiful. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not craftily seek to get our neighbor's inheritance or house and obtain it by show of justice and right, etc., but help and be of service to him in keeping it. And I love this one too. It's saying essentially, like, even though this seems just and right on the civil sphere, doesn't mean this is justice in terms of what God's word says justice is. And instead, we should help and be of service to them, our neighbor, in keeping what is theirs. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his cattle, nor anything that is his. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not estrange, force, or entice away our neighbor's wife, servants, or cattle, but urge them to stay and diligently do their duty. Now, that sounds kind of harsh, a little old-timey, I guess. You know, wife, stay with your husbands to do your duty because that's what God has called you to do. That's not necessarily what this is saying, and I was very much thinking, along with honoring thy mother and thy father, well, if you're an abusive father, you know, if your child asks for something and you give them a stone, that's not following God's will. So this is not saying, wives, honor your sinful husband if he keeps sinning and abusing against you. No. That's not what this is saying. And I understand if you come from a broken home or a background like that, that these conclusions may be a little harsh to you or trigger something in you. Now, I'm not trying to be like super woke about this either, you know what I mean? But, you know, we do need to take into consideration context, right? You know, if your neighbor's abusing their spouse, you don't just tell them to stay. No, you know, you bring that to your elders, you bring that to your pastor, you talk to your neighbor, and you set them straight. You're going against the word of God, and this is the word of God for you, that husbands ought to love their wives as Christ loves the church. So, yes, I just wanted to add those little prefaces because I can see where things can get distorted in a way, and we twist the text to defend our sins, which is a sin in itself, and a rejection of God's word, and, you know, a violation of these chief commands. So, finally, in conclusion, what does God say of all these commandments? He says thus, citing Exodus 25, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Question 22, what does this mean? God threatens to punish all that transgress these commandments, as I kind of said or alluded to. Therefore, we should dread his wrath and not act contrary to these commandments. But he promises grace and every blessing to all that keep these commandments. Therefore, we should also love and trust in him and gladly do, zealously and diligently, order our whole life according to his commandments. Amen. Hope you saints have a blessed day. This is a quick little mini episode as we walk through Luther's Small Catechism, Part 1, the Ten Commandments. God bless you all.